Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Delta.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Big trouble for Theresa May. This morning, the FT is reporting that her fight to win broad support for her Brexit deal was delivered a severe blow after the minister responsible for negotiating the exit from the EU resigned. Here's your November snow update. The federal government is open today with an option for unscheduled leave or unscheduled telework.
The speaker's race is on. There's 49 days until a vote. Today, Nancy Pelosi is going to a breakfast for newly elected female Democrats hosted by Florida Representative Lois Frankel. The House Democratic Caucus is meeting at 1 p.m. today. There will be an hour of Pelosi introducing new freshmen, and then an hour focused on the rules package, which presumptive incoming rules chairman Jim McGovern of Massachusetts will host. Last night, at an End Citizens United reception honoring member-elects at National Stadium, Maryland Representative John Sarbanes introduced Pelosi as the general you keep and need in the fight against Donald Trump. More than 65 people attended the evening event, including Max Rose, Dean Phillips, Katie Porter, Chris Pappas, Angie Craig, Elaine Luria, Abigail Spanberger, Antonio Delgado, and Colin Allred.
Look for Pelosi World to say the following. Members looking to take on Pelosi are all to her right. Pelosi will take this vote to the floor. She's not backing down. They say Marsha Fudge has been on the wrong side of some LGBTQ issues, which Pelosi allies are sure to play up. The Cleveland Plain Dealer has Marsha Fudge's opening gambit. She tells the paper she's considering a run for speaker. Rachel Bade and Nolan McCaskill report that Ed Perlmutter, who opposes Pelosi for speaker, pushed a proposal yesterday during a caucus meeting that would allow members to vote for whomever they want on the floor. Congresswoman-elect Katie Hill of California, why it was necessary, because the rule is not enforced. She said, on behalf of the freshman class, I would like for all of us to move forward.
Newly anointed House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy took a tough tone yesterday after winning his Minority Leader post. But we've already got the next Republican challenge. Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, who was trounced yesterday in his bid for Minority Leader, seems to be aiming for Judiciary Chairman. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Mark Meadows said yesterday that Jordan deserves the ranking member slot on Judiciary. He also has to run for that position. It's a decision made by the Steering Committee. Georgia Representative Doug Collins has been working that vote for a long time, and many believe he has it locked up. Jordan is next in line on oversight and government reform. But again, that's something he'd have to win.
Alana Shore and Marianne Levine are up with an important story. Jeff Flake said he'll oppose all judicial picks after he failed to get unanimous consent for a vote on a bill designed to shield Special Prosecutor Bob Mueller from getting fired by Trump. The Washington Post has a story about how Trump appointed AG Matt Whitaker had an unusual path to the Justice Department that included owning a daycare and owning a concrete supply business and trailer manufacturer.
On the investigations front, the Wall Street Journal is reporting that Mueller is looking into whether Roger Stone tried to intimidate and discredit a witness. And our colleagues, Jason Schwartz and Michael Calderon, report that the president is looking to land a major blow against media in his court fight with CNN, with his lawyers asserting that the president could bar all reporters from the White House complex for any reason he sees fit. And our colleague, Natasha Korecki, reports that Michael Avenatti was arrested yesterday in Los Angeles and booked on felony domestic violence charges. Avenatti says he has never struck a woman and that he welcomed an investigation, saying he expected to be fully exonerated.
The big read this morning comes from the New York Times. The paper has a big story up on how Facebook leaders fought back after the 2016 election. While Mark Zuckerberg engaged in a public apology tour, Sheryl Sandberg oversaw an aggressive lobbying campaign. Here's what's on tap for Trump's Thursday. The president and First Lady Melania Trump will leave the White House at 11:40 to visit the Marine barracks. They'll return to the White House at 1:20. At 1:30, the president will deliver remarks about supporting veterans and military families. He's also meeting with Senate Republican leadership at 2:45 in the Oval Office. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.